There's a difference between saying that you don't require anything and saying that they should chant and become prepared. They should prepare themselves first in their understanding before they request initiation. Because I see so many people, they put people who
can
But if that seriousness is not there, then it won't make some mockery of initiation. No, if the seriousness is not there,
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instruction."
Yeah. this time to be prepared.
Yes.
Very good. And that is one of the ingredients that you get from others. And it's not good.
Prabhupada, the constitutional position of a living entity represented by Arjuna is that he is to act according to the order of the Supreme Lord.
But it's very easy to say that I will act according to your order, but many people who become initiated. Yeah, so my point, my feeling is that they my feeling is that there are many people who they're not ready to make such a vow. They aren't feeling that strong.
Thank you.
What about those who are willing to follow the four regulating principles, but they want to be able to live with their own friends and family by themselves? Well, a lot of people who are, they are willing to follow the regulated principles and they're chanting their poems, they actually are philosophically interested. I would feel that it would be wrong for me not to try to answer their questions if they ask. Well, ultimately, yes, that's the point. Yeah. Ultimately, that is the
point.
But is that not an ultimate, isn't that the ultimate thing to work people into? Like, I can. I mean, I could push somebody. I see that as being the goal, but I feel that I can't. So what is the purpose of giving books to the masses of people?
Let them read.
I don't understand the difference between reading the books and talking. But can I judge? So, in other words, it's a matter of time. I can't force someone. I mean, I don't want to.
But you have to give it a
health advancement sometimes comes gradually. They gradually agree, little by little.
Just one hour.
He won't be able to give up any bad habits anyway. Sympathy. You're being said sympathy.
Yes. Vaishnavi Kuntala. This is a Gujarat Kuntala. Being in that. So let us try all this to deliver from that being. So the simplest process is introduce vibration of cancer. And it's like that Professor Kuna has a you are bringing the drug addicted city to become silent of Krishna. That is it. And that now I should say. This is not my training, but the process which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is his thing. I have simply brought the process. It is not my manufacturing. It is organized. It is in my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally authorized. My business is that I am giving the authorized process. I am not cheating. I'm not bluffing. That is my thing. I don't mix up. Don't make any error. I speak what I will say and go to the top of the table. And it's your duty to the rest of the world. I cannot make any compromise. I cannot say, yes, you are right, sir. Both of them. No, that I never. I think that what I have taken from my house is that everything is wrong. People then ask me, that's not my business to see that somebody is happy, somebody is not. That's the duty of the Krishna. You simply pray that Krishna is nothing more. Nothing less. You can mouth it. Dari Dhu Dari Bhava Krishna. You never say that you give your own. Never. Dari Dhu Dari Bhava Krishna. All these people are there making every sense of sense. Dr. Raya Krishna, this is the people are misled. They think that their plan is false, that they think political is that he is saying that he is. That is false. And he said, I don't believe that there was any person in this field named Krishna, Kenya. Krishna, he has been the chief in Mazur. He accepted like all Indian people, Yadadu Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began over Indian. He said that I did. So how many persons have been declared by his one Mahaprabhu? We are important man. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, he says, that to me, person. And this actually says, not to be person. In this way, the whole world is misled. Therefore, my humble duty, to present the words with the clarity, not by interpretation of that. That will not be done. Present clarity. Then it will be done. He will write, and those who will hear, they will. Don't mislead. You are misled, keep around. Don't try to mislead. By some papa. Then you will think. There is no question of interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is clear. Interpretation is required and you cannot understand. I'm saying that thing is not a matter. So there is a question of interpretation. If somebody interprets that, that's another. No, this is just what I should not be doing the program. But somebody, what do you think of it? He's doing that. Krishna says, Mandala Roman Vatra. That's all I think of me. And he says, nothing. Not to the person who is very boss. Listen to this. Whole world. As soon as you get a good position, you get some respect and you listen. If something, some causing, some unknown can come to you, that I want to go to Honolulu, this type of thing, and if I say, instance, this type of thing, yes, I say, go this type. Is that very good business? He does not know which side to go home and go. And I mislead him, get to the other side. The whole business is Krishna's plan. Everyone, the time got to him. He says, one man or one man, that's all I think of me. And this man misleads no more, it is not a Krishna. It is something. And that is going on, not in this world. In the business. Because an animal appreciates the land. But suppose there is a land and there is a small mouse. But both of them are animals. Comparatively, a mouse may be very insignificant. Land is very important. But after all, they are animals. So we see them less. Either Dr. Radha Krishna Gandhi or this ordinary person, they are all animals. That is all this. Wrong animal. How I can say, because one is lion, therefore he is more than. Can I say? What is the guy? Or the mouth is an animal and not the lion. That is enough. We can say the animal. Krishna says, the man of the Krishna will have to put them in your hand. I am a person. I am bigger. The bigger animal is large. The land is okay. It's animal. The small animal may praise me. But there is no same man in praise the big animal because he is big part of it. That's not the problem. He's as good as the land. That is described by Prabhupada Sanskrit. Delivering now the scripture, dependent man becomes devotee, he thinks of Bidhi Mahane. Bidhi means not from Kamandar, the king of heaven, Indra. Bidhi Mahane is not Gita, he's on his small interest. The devotee's vision, this big thing, then God, not Brahman, the king of heaven, is as good as insect. Bidhi Mahane is the Gita, Gita means Indra. How? Just on the path of the world, don't let me hear. It is my mercy of God. This is not a big brother. Ah, here is a big name. But when one is pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he is not good. Bidhi Mahindra is the Pita. The Karam Napatakhava Yoga, Gauram Yoga. I offer my respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given me the time to see. First of all, behave yourself rightly, then become good. If you don't behave yourself rightly, you have no power. Don't do it. Apani Aswari Prabhu Jivari. Apani personally, Aswari, behaving according to the rules and regulations. He says that.
Thank you.
He said he just bought a house in Los Angeles.
Any question that we have amongst ourselves because we were trying to discuss it and work it out so that we can represent with TV that the restaurant was a concern with, at the present moment, two boys who are working there who are not, they're not initiated devotees, they're not shaved up. They're not, they're following the regulated principles, but they're not chanting Hare Krishna. And they have been helping in the restaurant, washing dishes and cutting food. And because we've been so short-handed, they have been helping to cook too. So we had decided that they should not cook, but I had the question as to whether it was all right for them, even though they're not initiated devotees, and they're not chanting 16 rounds, is it still admissible for them to do service in such a way as like to prepare food or
make dishes? Or less than he
cooks? One boy is only, the return that he takes when washing dishes is that he sleeps in the restaurant and gets his food there. Another boy is being paid $20 a week, which is very, very small amount because he works But the question I had was that if is it wrong?
And I'm not saying that you.
Yeah.
If hard man was and he said $20 a week.
Yes.
What is it mean?
But he's speaking from the point of view that the boy was used to be a very loose hippie, and now he's changing, and he doesn't want to.
He cannot pay. I'm giving a fine of you. He cannot pay. What is it?
Yes, he's feeling that the boy will leave. He won't have. Yes, but the boy will not have any association.
Oh, that's for me. We are not meant for change. That is not being meant. He's staying because of the money. So he with that $20, we are not such money. That all we eat, we've got money. Correct. That is not for. he is rendering some service is required. Proper service, to take some food. That is what I mean. If he's singing, then he goes and touches the sandra. And therefore, you're required to touch that everything. Then you don't drink food. If you make some charity to a drunkard and he drinks, then you are responsible for drinking sin. And from business purposes, if we can do my own work, why should I say it? This is not very good for me. Because his father, Christ has came to feed him. There are so many fathers, and bring everyone to the table and give him food. Have you seen this? So, from business point of view, it is not good. Good for food. To pay him?
No, when I gave you money originally, that was he was talking about this. When I gave you money originally, the restaurant, that was the understanding that all of the ladies, everyone who was to work here, was to work part of the money would come to the temple. So therefore, it became a viable business venture.
That money,
so originally the boy was working for service. He also visits the restaurant and helps to keep the restaurant in repair. But because he's not living at the temple, he has other living expenses that he follows the regular principle. Now, aside from even paying him the money.
Yeah, he's getting his food.
Or even aside from paying the money, if you continue to work without the money, is it permissible for someone like that to cut fruits and vegetables and to make juices from the fruits and vegetables?
That was the real question, whether we should have people who are not turning Hare Krishna, who are not so much Krishna.
No, I'm thinking, is it all things can be managed by power only? Why
you should be done by that? We have many men here who go through.
This is the difficulty we have run into Sri Prabhupada. The winning restaurant to stay open and getting his devotees to work there has been a difficult problem.
That is because the restaurant was, in the first place, was stolen. And no one wanted to work there.
This is the head government. We don't think that that should be the problem. That doesn't do a good job. We think that is a problem. The devotees will not work.
No, but we are confident about that. That should not be the problem.
The baby, here again, I was in the restaurant when it was still owned by the temple. I was trying to run it. I had 6 cooks in there in less than 3 weeks. And not one of them, all of them devotees from the temple, not one of them bothered to call me and tell me they were not coming in that day to cook. They just did not come back. Mm-hmm. 3 of them were householders. Who was in charge then? Siddhama Maharaj was in charge.
But Siddhama
Maharaj was in charge. That is kept. The restaurant is what we're discussing now.
What is that?
Yes.
Now, the management has to be fixed. But yes. He called them.
We have to do that. We have to do that. We have to do that.
This is one person. And another point is, if they are working here, they are cooking food and everything, they are doing everything, why do they not do that? In the beginning, they did not like us, not more. Because you have a separate identity. Because the glory of being rich and rich in the temple, that just means they poor to give service in another place where the income is going to somebody else.
No, this is another place.
But this is not what I'm saying to you, Prabhupada. This is before any of this happened. The temple owned the restaurant. It was being run by the temple. I was just in the restaurant managing it. It was still owned and run by the temple. But I have discovered in the few years that I've been around the movement that an awful lot of the younger people are really not too willing to work. They want a place to sleep and a place to eat, but to work for it is something else again. And around the temple now, do we have a list and the number of people whom we are talking about who are willing to work in this restaurant? Because I've been to the temple a lot recently since the Prabhupada has been here, and prior to that, not so much, unfortunately. Modesty and Sri Kirti were talking this morning, possibly they could do the cooking. As I suggested to him, the job they have running this temple is really enough for them. They couldn't possibly put any hours that it takes
up to now,
to prepare the food.
Up to now, I've been doing it alone since the people were not here. But I'm going to share the
temple. That is very good. So then we have you two who would be willing to work with.
So maybe before I want to be suggesting to them that we go through a trial period where they come in and they work along with us, but we run it the same way that we've been running it. And if it begins to see that they're working nicely and we're cooperating nicely and the devotees are working nicely, then gradually we can phase the other people out in such a way that it is not.
This morning I told them that what they're doing continues now, and then we may gradually change it.
Because, Bob, what I was concerned is the people who have been working there,
they're
doing nicely, and they're making some progress, and I was afraid,
what is wrong with this check?
Yeah, that if I go and leave, and they become hurt.
I had a good mom that said that whatever's going on, we can continue
on the same thing. We can't handle it.
One thing is the importance of this